All right, welcome everybody to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this is our first time having the archive since DJ Hank and myself were home for the holidays, and there are a few differences. The first one is pretty short term, and that's that DJ Hank could not make it tonight, so I know he's pretty popular in these parts, so I'll just have to hold it myself tonight. And also, our show time might be changing to something a little more convenient than Monday mornings from 3 to 4, so I will be giving you updates on that as soon as I get them. But let's get right into it. This first song is by the Stone Roses, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right. That was The Stone Roses, I Want to Be Adored. That's the first track off their debut album, self-titled The Stone Roses, came out in 1989. Certainly sounds very 80s, but that's not always a bad thing. So over when I was home for the holidays, I've always loved that song, I Want to Be Adored. And I decided to hear the rest of the album because I said, hey, that song is so great. How about the rest of them? And I was kind of disappointed, so that's a little unfortunate. But moving on now, this next one is also from the 80s. It just came out a few years before that, but it sounds decidedly less 80s. You can tell by the drunken piano intro that it's none other than Mr. Tom Waits.
Cubans hit the floor. They drive along the pipeline, they tangle to their sore. They take apart their nightmares and they leave them by the door. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks of bed on a blanket by the stairs. I tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. And send me off to bed forevermore. Play my theme song, I guess daisies I have to do. Just get me to New Orleans and paint shadows on the pews. Turn the spit on that pig and kick the drum and let me down. Put my clarinet beneath your bed till I get back in town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. So send me off to bed forevermore. Just make sure she's all in calico and the color of a doll. Wave the flag on Cadillac Day and a skillet on the wall. Cut me a switch or hold your breath till the sun goes down. Write my name on the hood. Send me off to another town. Then just let me fall out of the window. Send me off to bed forevermore.
Tom Waits, Tango Till They're Sore, Rain Dogs, 1985, classic album. I was actually thinking of, I actually intended on getting that album on vinyl while I was home, but unfortunately the store I was at didn't have it, so I made the best of the situation and decided to get one of my favorite Modest Mouse records instead. And I'm pretty happy with that. I've essentially just been listening to that nonstop since I got it, so I had to play a track from it. So this is from their debut album. This is A Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About.
Thank you.
like
All right, that was Beachside Property by Modest Mouse from their debut album. Again, this is A Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About, 1995. No, actually 1996, my bad. I should remember, that's when I was born. I love that album, and it's always hard to pick favorite songs on albums you really like, because chances are most of them are really good, but I think that one is my favorite, at least right now. Tomorrow it'll probably be different, but that's how things go. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and in our conversation, he mentioned some of the lyrics in this next song by Joy Division, and I was kind of surprised because I didn't even know that he knew the song, so that inspired me to play it right now for all of you to enjoy. So here it is. Love Will Tear Us Apart, Joy Division. It was released as a single in 1980, and I certainly think it was one of the best singles of that year, maybe of the decade, who knows. Joy Division doing what they do best, some incredible but really dark lyrics from Ian Curtis, as usual, and I love how they threw on that little sunny synthesizer lead just as an extra jab at you. All right, so every week I try to play something that I heard for the first time this past week. And that hasn't always happened, but it certainly has. It certainly will on this episode of The Archive, mostly because I had a whole month to listen to music and whatnot. But I've been really liking this song lately, and it is by a group called Spiritualized. And I hope you like it too. Thank you. Okay, so if you couldn't guess, that song is called I Think I'm in Love, and it's by Spiritualized. It's off of their third album, I believe, called Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space. And space certainly plays a big theme in the album. It's a great album. And that song in particular, I love the line, I think I'm in love, probably just hungry. I think it's hilarious how they compare like such an abstract concept that like people always obsess over like love to just like a basic human function like hunger. Okay, so that's going to be the first half of this show. In case you forgot, this is DJ EJ and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And before we go on to the rest of our program here, let's have a little PSA.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, if you don't listen to Steven Tyler telling you not to drive drunk, I don't know who you would listen to. And one more thing before we continue. I just want to give a quick shout out to the New England Patriots. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers today in the AFC Championship. It was, I don't remember what the score was, to be honest, but it was a pretty good game. And they will be going on to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. So congratulations to the Patriots. I know if DJ Hank were here tonight, he would have beat me to that a long time ago, but I will do it anyway. Okay, now back to the tunes. Here's one from Nick Drake.
sitting on a solid say.
Drake, Pink Moon. That's the title track off his 1972 album, Pink Moon. And that's the last album he released before his unfortunate death at the age of 26. He certainly went too soon. It's a beautiful album, beautiful and stark. That track that you just heard actually has the most in-depth instrumentation because it includes a piano as well as a guitar. So here's a fun little tidbit for you. All right, let's continue on to the next track that also has a lunar title. This is The Microphones. Thank you. Okay, that was The Moon by The Microphones from their fantastic album, The Glow Part 2. One of the only things I don't like about that song is the vocals are pushed way back in the mix and you can't even tell what he's saying, which is a real shame because I think the lyrics are great. I highly recommend you look them up because chances are you probably couldn't tell what he was saying. That's The Moon by The Microphones. On the topic of singers who are hard to understand, I guess, there's been a bunch of new music that came out this week that is worth noting. And this first track in that segment that I'm going to be playing is by Dot Hacker. Thank you. Okay, that was Apt Mess, whatever that means, by Dot Hacker. It's on their album Number 3, which came out on Friday. Yeah, Dot Hacker is the side project of Josh Klinghoffer, who is the new guitarist in, well, relatively new guitarist in Red Hot Chili Peppers. He replaced John Frusciante. I think John Frusciante was better in Red Hot Chili Peppers than Josh Klinghoffer is, but I love this project. And also, fun fact, Dot Hacker is the name of their drummer's grandmother. And when I first heard of them, I was thinking, what's Dot Hacker? How do you hack dots? I don't know what this means. And it turns out it's a name, which is kind of surprising, but it makes more sense than other options. Okay, so also on Friday, this past Friday, was the wave one of John Mayer's new album, The Search for Everything. So here's a cut off of that. You're Gonna Live Forever in Me by John Mayer. That is on the first wave of The Search for Everything. He's releasing, I think it's 4 songs at a time, once per month. So that was from January, so we'll also get more from Mr. Mayer in February, March, and April. I think that's a really pretty song, but the ending is kind of not so satisfying. But it doesn't end the album, I don't think, so we'll see where he goes from there. Alright, so this has been DJ EJ, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to close off this show tonight with some cuts from my favorite David Bowie album, Low. It turned 40 last weekend, I think. And I thought this was a good opportunity to keep playing it just because I like it. So I'll be winding down this program with some songs from that. So have a good night, everybody, and I will see you next week.